If anybody didn't know, today marks 100 days out from the Olympic Winter Games in Sochi in Russia. And Jasmine, I want to say congratulations. I know that you and your partner Lolo Jones, you finished third this weekend, and that means you're going to go to the World Cup with a chance to go to the Olympics, correct?
That is correct. Thank you so much. It's been a great team trials effort, and I really respect the teammates, and I'm happy to be vying for that Sochi Olympic spot now.
Now, Jasmine is part of the Team Liberty Mutual Athletes, and we'll get to that a little bit later. But as we get to know you, the country, we already knew about Lolo Jones because of her time on the track. And we know that with her teammates, there was some, let's say, just a little bit of hubbub. But as far as you're concerned, she's gold as far as teammates go?
Yes. Lolo Jones, I think, is a phenomenal athlete and a really great, genuine person with great character. She's gone through trials and tribulations throughout her life, and in conjunction with my experience, I think that's what created a bonding for us. She's a great teammate. She's extremely humble. She works hard, and I know that we can count on her for Team USA, that she will always bring her A game when it comes to competition.
All right, the question is now, how do you get involved in this? Because every 4 years, we see it, we love it, it's one of the favorites, it's death-defying. And you're a driver, I should point out. You know, Jones is doing the pushing. You're the one in the front. How did you get into it, and when did you realize that you were pretty good at steering the thing down the course?
I started as a track and field athlete, just like Lolo Jones. I was not on the professional level. I graduated from college, being top 20 in my event in the nation, and someone mentioned to me, my track and field coach at the time, Robert Pascarello, that I should try bobsled and see if I can transition the skills of strength and speed over to this amazing Winter Olympic sport, especially in 2002. It was the first time women could compete in the event in the Olympics, and so the U.S. came away with gold and silver as well in Torino. So we had a strong front, and I got into the sport and loved it and started out as a brakeman, the same position that Lolo is now, trying to vie for an Olympic spot in Vancouver. Did not make those Olympics and decided, well, let me see what I got in the front seat. So did a driving school and fell in love with the exhilaration, the challenge, and the adaptation of transferring my skills to the pilot position.
Speaking with Jasmine Fenlater, Team USA bobsled driver. Now, tell me how the World Cup works, because I know, and correct me if I'm wrong here, we get a minimum of one sled in Sochi, but if you do well, we can get as many as three.
Correct. As of right now, Team USA on the women's side has three spots available for the Olympic Games. We are one of the top nations in the world, so we're very confident and think it's very promising for all three spots to be available at Sochi. The World Cup works as there are eight races around the world at eight different destinations, ranging from Austria, Germany, Canada, the USA, and France and different nations like that have a bobsled track. In each race, you acquire points. And by January 19th, you will be ranked throughout the world. And due to your ranking, you will qualify yourself for those Olympics.
Now, when I think about USA athletes, we know that we're just about the only country that doesn't fund our athletes. You guys have to go out there, and I know the USOC, you got to find money. You got to find, even in Colorado Springs, they got to get people to donate a lot of money. You think about the sacrifices that you make personally and professionally. We know that a few years ago, your mom was very ill, and then right on the heels of that, Hurricane Irene wipes out your house, and no one would have blamed you for dealing with those things, but you got even more dedicated, didn't you?
I did. Going through some of those tragedies and experiences of my mom being extremely ill, and to this day, her health continually seems to be failing her. Although she's staying strong, and we were homeless for about 12 weeks, and my mom was in construction for another 8 months post that, it was more a motivator to me to be resilient and persevere. And I've worked four or five jobs to support myself for bobsled, and realized I needed to now spend some of those funds also on the home front to help support my family. I've been fortunate with the partnership that Liberty Mutual has done with the USOC being a major sponsor for all of Team USA, also being selected out of 13 athletes to be part of Team Liberty Mutual and have that support, as they are a company that really rises to the occasion for being that support for people coming back from tragedy. And I think that also represents my own specific story. So I'm super appreciative and honored to be one of those athletes on Team Liberty Mutual and have that support going forward, because it's allowed me to use my platform to give other people inspiration, motivation, and hope, as well as support my Olympic dream going further.
By the way, we're speaking with Jasmine Fenlater, USA bobsled driver, and I love the title for CEO Darren Steele. He's the CEO of the Bobsled and Skeleton Federation, which is perfect right around Halloween for ignorant people like me who hear skeleton and they. But we know when you looked at, you know, lying on your back on a luge, maybe lying face down, did you try the other disciplines on those courses?
I've actually tried skeleton before in Lake Placid. I've taken a sled down from the top. It's definitely exhilarating, and it's a one-man show, so you have no one to blame except yourself if you make a mistake. But I'd say I'm a little bit biased to bobsled. I like being able to push myself individually as well as be in conjunction with a teammate. So we need to bring both our A games and work together. But what's crazy in bobsled is you train together and work together, but actually when you're on the hill doing your sport, you are still separate. So I can't control what my brakeman's doing and they can't control my driving, but I think that underlying positivity and motivation and team cohesiveness really allows a team to excel and be successful.
Well, you know, Jasmine, I don't have a lot of fascination with race car driving, but I really do with bobsled, because I know the race can be lost while you're pushing it. I mean, if you don't push it fast enough, before you even jump in, you're already done when you're talking about thousands of a second. And then when you're taking turns, maybe you take a turn a little bit too high, or you bank a little bit too low, and maybe you're done right there. Do you love the fact that every minute move is going to win you a medal or knock you out on the first day?
I do. I'll take you down for a ride someday.
I'd love to go. If I'm your brake man, I'll have the brakes on the whole time, though.
But to be honest, that's what really drew me into the sport. I came from a technique events and the field events for track and field, and you can throw 160 feet in the discus, or you can throw 120 based on minute little manipulations in your technique and explosiveness, and that's really what attracted me to bobsled, is being able to transfer those skill sets. You can lose a race in the blink of an eye, probably less than that, and there's a famous quote that I say all the time, is you don't chase your competition, you chase the dream. So at the end of the day, I want to be my best, and I don't have anyone next to me in lanes. It's just me, the track, and my teammate pushing, and we look up at the clock, and I want to see what I did to be the fastest at the bottom.
Now, how does it work, Jasmine, when you're there with other USA athletes? You train with them, you probably hang out with them. They're on some level, they're your friends, and you think about the Grubel Azevedo team, the Myers Stewart team. In a way, that they might be knocking you out of an Olympic spot, but do you have such great team camaraderie that you think, hey, may the best man or woman win, and we're going to get behind you one way or the other, as heartbreaking as it might be not to go?
Definitely. Myers, Grubel, and myself all started bobsled the same year, so we've gone through being brakemen together, training together, transitioning to pilots together. We were brakemen for each other when we were learning how to drive, so we've taken each other's rookie driving trips and hits and crashes as well, and I highly respect those women, the sacrifices that they've made individually, and Team USA is a strong team. I would not want to see any of my teammates in a dark alley in any competition, because we are fierce, we are strong, and we are persevere through anything. We're resilient. We are competitors and want to win, but we respect each other. If I want my teammates to be the best, and I want to beat them at their best, and I believe they have the same respect and reasoning for me as well. And going forth in a team trials race, if I can beat out my own teammates to make the World Cup team, I kind of am very confident that, as Team USA, the three pilots and the six brakemen names will be a force to reckon with against the world, because I think we have the toughest team.
All right. Jasmine Fenlater is part of the Liberty Mutual Insurance. And, of course, 100 Days to Sochi, that kicks off today in Times Square in New York. And it's going to visit 15 cities across the country and raise awareness and build some buzz about Team USA. And finally, real quick, Jasmine, I think about all the sports I play in and maybe people listening, and you pull that jersey on and the pride. I've never pulled on a jersey that said USA. I can't imagine what kind of pride that is, that you are one of our best in this entire nation. What's that like?
I think it's amazing. It's probably a sensation that I can't really describe, that when I put my uniform on and step to the line, no one is cheering Team Fenlater or Team Jones or Team Myers. All we hear is the chant of USA. And in the back of my mind, I know that I'm representing the people walking down in Times Square right now, that single parent who is working around the clock to put food on their table, the military men overseas, as much as they're doing a service so that I can live my dreams and be successful. I feel like I'm doing them a service as well and trying to bring home that glory.
Well, listen, best of luck at the World Cup. I really hope that you make the team. I'm partial to you now. You're my favorite. So,
thank you.
I hope you make the team. And anyway, congratulations on all your success. And hopefully down the road we get a chance to chat again, Jasmine.
For sure. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, good stuff. Jasmine Fenlater right here on Titillating Sports. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.